A prosecutor in Maryland apologizing to both sides. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This morning, I instructed my office to dismiss the criminal case against Adnan Syed.
He's the man whose conviction in a 1999 murder was recently overturned after being featured in a podcast. Now Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby announcing he will not be retried after DNA tests on items not tested before excluded him. But she is vowing to keep pursuing justice for the victim's family. Outrage at a city council meeting in L.A. after leaked recordings of racist remarks led to a partial resignation.
Protesters shout for Los Angeles City Council members Kevin De Leon, Gil Cedillo, and former council president Nuri Martinez to resign. Martinez, who stepped down as president, announcing a leave of absence, heard in a 2021 recording making racist comments about indigenous immigrants and councilman Mike Bonin's adopted son, who is black. Speaking to De Leon, Cedillo, and L.A. County Federation of Labor president Ron Herrera, all apologized. Herrera resigned.
These words, they cut. And they stung.
An emotional Councilman Bonin.
First, you must resign.
Also calling for them to step down.
Fox's Christine Goodwin. Russia's war in Ukraine and the rocky global economy could put a strain on U.S. relations with Saudi Arabia after OPEC's oil production cut. President Biden opened to a review.
To take a look to see if that relationship is where it needs to be and that it is serving our national security interests.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Success for NASA, just announcing its Save the World test worked, smashing into an asteroid to nudge it out of the way. They were hoping to alter the asteroid's orbit by 10 minutes. Instead, the change was about 32 minutes. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Cars can once again reach Florida's Sanibel Island 2 weeks after Hurricane Ian knocked down access to the mainland.
A temporary bridge is now standing between mainland Florida and Sanibel Island near Fort Myers, and a convoy of line crews and first responders is island-bound for disaster recovery.
They are actually going to be able to cross Sanibel Causeway and drive onto the island today.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, regular traffic will be allowed in the coming days. Hurricane Ian destroyed part of that causeway, making it impassable. More than 6,000 people live on Sanibel, which is also a popular tourism destination.
Fox's Evan Brown, a temporary bridge had already been installed for Pine Island, and most power has been restored statewide. Recovery crews are still searching through hard-hit communities, including areas that were flooded. A suspicious letter under investigation on Capitol Hill after congressional staffers reported a letter with concerning language. Capitol Police say nothing dangerous was found inside, including any powder, but that they take all threats seriously and are working to determine who sent it and why. This hasn't happened since before COVID at a New York City landmark.
Another way to celebrate liberty from the plague that shut down most of the world for the better part of 2 years. The crown on the Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor welcoming visitors for the first time since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Tickets can be reserved online or by phone, and visitors will have to climb 162 narrow steps since there's no elevator. Lady Liberty stands proudly at 305 feet and 1 inch from the ground to the tip of her flame. It's the equivalent height of a 22 22-story building. Back in 1886, it was the tallest structure in New York.
Fox's CJ Papa, the statue's observation deck reopened at 50% capacity in July of last year. An hour to the close on Wall Street, the Dow's down 29 points. It had been up more than 300. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.